This is a Kitty Pod production. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded on the ancestral land of the Mohican tribe. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is produced and recorded by a real-life human being for other real-life human beings. Though I hope one of these days we can replace this host with ChatGPT.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, man!
Welcome to episode number 194 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, a theta, pussy, imitator, assassinator, baby.
I demand the hour, demand the power, too sweet to be sour.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Baby, baby.
And I'm coming to you once again from the rolling hills of Saratoga County, New York. It's my last show before I go on vacation to Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. And I'll tell you all about it in episode 195. In fact, I'm going to talk about future plans for this podcast in the next month or however long it is when we get to the end of the show. But first up, we're going to get to my social media. There's Instagram at Keep It To Yourself Podcast. There's the Facebook page and also the world's loneliest email, kitypod@gmail.com. All right, folks, we've quickly made our way to the vanity portion of this episode. And this is what's been going on in the life of one J. Michael Bullitt since the Little Chat series ended, in all likelihood. Well, speaking of Summer of Littles, because that's how I did the whole thing, I logged on to the virtual venue late Saturday afternoon, did it up in my room at first, then wound up going on the back porch. I tried to do the front porch, the sun was going to be in my eyes, like, nope. Time to take it outside, going to go to the back. And I was on there for about an hour, thanks to everybody who showed up and hosted and everything. And thanks again for all your feedback on the Little Chat series. I truly appreciate it, and I got some guests on the short list for next year's festivities. Then the next day, I wound up having a in-person meetup, but this time it was with members of my autism support group. And we normally have our meetings once a month on Zoom, first Wednesday, but with everybody traveling and being out of town and this, that, and the other, getting in some late summer fun, we decided it was best to not have a meeting on Zoom this month. So instead, and I decided to organize a in-person meetup at this place called Jumpin' Jacks. We're outside Schenectady. Nice outdoor place. It's been there for years. Been there long since before I was born. That is for darn sure. I will say, though, it was a great turnout. Not okay, well, there are a few people that showed up, but wasn't the turnout that I had envisioned, but there were some people there. It's like Don, of course, is the guy who's been calling me every Sunday for the last 3 years since the beginning of this whole COVID madness, or right close to it. So it was great to see him in person, and a few other people showed up. Not a big turnout, as I said earlier. Got me a cheeseburger and sweet potato fries, and then I wound up getting a banana-flavored vegan ice cream. I don't know why I did this, but one guy said, in the group, he called his dad to pick him up. Somebody else brought him over, and he said, no, thank you. I'm like, yeah, I'll take you back. I still had the ice cream in my hand. I felt like a complete dolt, you know, having to deal with the melting ice cream inside a cabin down in the car there. So I had a bit of a mess to clean up. It wasn't anything big, thank heavens, but I was able to do this guy a favor and a huge solid. So there was that there. Good deed for the day. Well, there was also this French language meetup, too. I forgot to mention that. Put that in my notes. I started the weekend in downtown Albany. Went to this espresso bar. And it was about as many people who showed up for this turnout. It was such a nice morning. It was low clouds when I got there. But as the day progressed, it got very nice. We were really entitled to having a weekend like this, especially with all the heat and the humidity and the smoke from those Canadian wildfires we've been having all this summer. So it was great to finally have a weekend to just sit back and enjoy. So that's been the vanity portion, however brief this is, or it has been really, but let's get to another segment of this podcast episode.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
That music can only mean one thing, and that means we've once again made our way to Jason's Sports Corner. And if this is the segment that's not really your bag, go ahead and skip ahead to another part of the episode that's not this. You get it. All right, folks, plenty to talk about in the world of sports. I haven't had time to really take care of business in that regard. As I'm recording this, I'm watching the Little League World Series, the New England Regional Championship. That's my Kindle tablet, in case you're wondering. Like, not Kindle Fire. Anyway, Jeff Bezos is behind all this. But never mind, we're in a little rut here, but we're going to get out. You and Burner. All right, here we go. Okay, well, there's been some good news, but it's been kind of, it's been pretty bad, too. You want to get to the good stuff first? Well, we're going to start with the British Open, and that was not the weekend I was at my dad's fiancé's place in Massachusetts. That was the week before with the American Century Championship. Steph Curry with that amazing seventh hole in one right there on the Saturday, and then a big putt to win it. Oh, man, he's good at golf and basketball. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't done so already. I better get this thing away from me. I'm just going to, there you go, lower the volume. There you go. Well, Brian Harman, this golfer that I wouldn't have known from Adam, that's the LIV Tour's impact on the PGA Tour for him, that whole merger and everything. Well, he won the British Open at Royal Liverpool, and turns out his wife has connections to upstate New York. She's from the Syracuse area, and sometime after the British Open, he, his wife, and his family were spotted near Skeeny Atlas Lake. So, nice little celebration there. So, won the Claret Jug. I mean, his life's changed forever. You win a tournament like that. All right, that's the good news, and now we got a whole bunch of depressing stuff for you. So, look out. First up, the Women's World Cup is still going on. Team USA, unfortunately, not part of the festivities. They were. They slogged their way through the group stage, and then a heartbreaking loss to Sweden in the round of 16, first part of the eliminations. Earliest exit for the female team since the Women's World Cup started way back in 1991. It's amazing. What, 1999 they won it, then there was 15, there was 19. They were going to go for three in a row, but unfortunately it was not to be. So that's kind of depressing right there. And speaking of baseball, oh boy, we got to talk Yankees. Oh boy. Brian Cashman, you fucked it up this time, buddy. I don't know what else to tell you. Yikes. You couldn't bring any big names in there? Come on, I never heard of these two relief pitchers they brought. I wouldn't have known them from Adam and somebody else not named Adam. Gee whiz, man. And they've really tanked it, folks. I mean, it's a tough division, I'll grant you. But holy Moses, this was just, it's a shambles down there in the Bronx. Brian Cashman's going to keep his job. Aaron Boone's going to get the chopping block. I say put both of them on the chopping block. If you're Hal Steinbrenner, who's anything like his old man, he'd probably run at least one of them out of town right now. It's just tough. Aaron Judge, I know you got injuries and everything, but come on, man. This is just, oof. Words cannot describe my disappointment with this team. And the Yankees organization, probably. I would say so myself. Well, there was also the basketball tournament, or TBT as it's called in shorthand. There is this team I was hoping would win called the Program for Autism. They made it all the way to the final game, the championship, if you will, last year. Had a deep run, but unfortunately, they got bounced in the third round. And, you know, bully for them, you know, doing great stuff for those on the spectrum or raise awareness of autism spectrum disorder. God bless them for that. But all that rather depressing stuff pales in comparison to what I'm about to tell you. This past Saturday, as I record this, I was watching the run-up to the Whitney Handicap. This is one of the biggest races in the entire Saratoga Race Course meet, and probably the biggest race not called the Traverse Stakes. I was watching this feature race called The Test. There were a whole bunch of these big stakes races. The Whitney was going to be the big one. Well, there was this horse called Maple Leaf Mel, New York bred horse. Ran the eighth position, got out of there. And all of a sudden, you know, he's doing, the horse, God bless him, was going pretty good there. You see at first position, they were making their way down the home stretch, you know, the field turn for home. Well, he's leading the field. Jose Rosario, I think that's his name. Don't quote me on him. The jockey, I believe, was Joel Rosario. I believe that's his name. Well, we'll get on with it. Okay, I'm going there. Anywho's, it's Joel Rosario was in the irons on this horse, Maple Leaf Mel. Everything was looking good. Comes up to the wire. Then all of a sudden, the horse takes a tumble, and the jockey just falls off. It's just unbelievable. I never seen anything like this in my entire life with watching horse racing, be it the track or watching on TV, as was the case here. Unfortunately, the horse had to be put down. The jockey, thankfully, is still alive, but he had to get to Albany Medical Center, get airlifted out there, and have stitches put in his face. So, really a tragic, tough scene at the Saratoga race course, and I did not watch the Whitney Handicap because of it. Just cast a pall over the whole deal there. So that, thankfully, is where I get Tom Servo to say, and many of you likewise, as we put the wraps on Jason's Sports Corner. All right, a couple more things before I wrap up this episode and go on vacation. I kind of teased it in the beginning. If I haven't done so already, please forgive me. I'm going to give you a little preview of coming attractions as we wrap up the summer of 2023 and head into the fall. I'm going to be going on vacation to Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. I'll be joining my dad, his fiance, and some members of the latter half's family for three wild and crazy days, or 4 days, three nights, rather, at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Very small coastline for that state, by the way, should be noted. But in any event, I'm going to be there this coming week, and I will be giving you a recap in Ep 195. I listened back to one of the previous episodes. I said 194. This is actually 194, so the next episode will be a recap of all the shenanigans and foofaron, this, that, and the other that I did during my time at Hampton Beach. And while I'm away, I'm going to have some archived vacation recap episodes from those 2 years I went to Cape Cod, you know, pre-COVID times. So you'll be getting those next week. That'll probably fill you up and leave you sated until I get back with episode 195 in about a couple of weeks' time. Well, with 195, that means we're going to be five away from episode number 200, which is really unfathomable in my opinion. Well, I was thinking about getting a big guest, and I say that in air quotes. Actually, I wrote down my notes as such. I don't know who it is, but I'm sure you're really going to enjoy it. That's all I'm going to say at this point. You're welcome, America. That's it. That's this episode, and that's me on vacation for a little while. But before I go hit the beach, let me just say, I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me. That's the band. That's the song called The Weight. And that's in memory of Robbie Robertson, who passed away recently. So RIP to him. He's up in the big pink in the sky with Levon Helm. That is for darn sure. All right, let's get to the pod shoutouts here, and pretty light on that front as of recording. Only two to announce here. Sportscaster Steve Bennett. You know we're getting to our football season when you can hear the guest list we got here. Field Yates of ESPN, talking all things college football, what with all this realignment bullshit we got going on, and you know, USC, UCLA joined the Big Ten, and all this stuff is just so much to break down. I didn't even bother broaching this subject in Jason's Sports Corner. Also, Aaron Schatz.
You got messed up, Aaron!
Ex of Football Outsiders, a company created. He's no longer part of it anymore. Be interesting to hear where he landed. But you can listen to the Sportscasters anywhere you get this podcast, and probably more places than you get this podcast. And you can follow Steve on Twitter, X, at Sports_Casters, and Instagram at The Sportscasters. In the Loyal Littles podcast, Chuck and Roxy interviewed Rob Franciozzo. We can say Chuck and Roxy, would that be Kitty Pot episode 192, I think. You can follow Chuck and Roxy on Twitter, X, at Loyal Littles Pod, and on Instagram at The Loyal Littles Podcast. And also, every Friday, The Lawrence Ross Show. Follow my mans on the social medias at Blind Lawrence. As for this little dog and pony show, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. If said podcaster does not have this podcast on here for some reason, here's a little fix for you. Take the RSS feed from the show notes, copy it, paste it into your podcatcher, boom, you're golden. If said podcatcher has rating and or review capabilities, make this podcaster's life a day at the beach by giving yours truly a 5-star rating and a nice review, write-up, whatever. Thanks in advance for all that. I truly appreciate the support. Well, folks, that's going to put the wraps on episode number 194 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. I am headed to the beach. And as I stated previously, I am going to be giving you a recap in episode 195 of all the great times I had at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. And a future episode, Ogunquit, Maine, will be a little father-son vacation I did with my dad. So you'll have that to look forward to. I'll talk to you in about a couple of weeks or thereabouts. Thanks for listening, as always. I never take the audience for granted. And likewise, as always and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives. The Keep It To Yourself podcast has been a That Was No Orca Whale, That Was My Wife production.
Hey, Cleveland! Wake up! The show's over.
Oh, yeah! Check it!
However, all that depressing stuff that I mentioned earlier, or just now, really. Fuck.